Joining us now on the line is the most recent champion on the PGA Tour. He won last week in Greensboro in the Wyndham Championship, and he is a North Carolina native. Grew up in Sweden, however, he moved to North Carolina at the age of 15, went to high school and college at NC State in North Carolina, so it was a victory kind of in his backyard, and he joins us now. Carl, good morning to you. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes.
No problem. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and I'm sure you're doing even better because, of course, you just won last week kind of in your adopted backyard. Of course, you were a North Carolina State graduate. You grew up in Sweden, of course, but then you came over stateside to go to college at NC State. You were a member of the Wolfpack golf team, and you win in Greensboro. How great was that for you?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I actually went to high school in Greensboro. My parents moved over there, so it was really my home event, and having been at school just down the road in Raleigh and still living in Raleigh, it was a special event, and to win it, which is fantastic.
You know, the track for this year's Wyndham Championship was a new track. It hadn't been used before. It was an old Donald Ross design. How did you find the golf course? I'm assuming you found it pretty well because you played so well during the week, but what was the golf course like, and how was it different from in years past at Greensboro?
Well, the golf course is fantastic. It's an old-style golf course. You know, the players really enjoyed it, and you know, obviously I did too. But it's a completely different course to what we usually play on tour, and I think it was a bit of a throwback, and I think the players really had a great time. It wasn't the longest golf course, which enabled us to make a bunch of birdies, which was exciting for, I think, for everybody to watch. And you know, the tournament moved courses, and I think it benefited everybody. I think the crowds enjoyed it. The TV ratings were probably up, and I know the players liked it.
PGA Tour pro Carl Peterson joining me here on the line. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. And Carl, now, of course, the Wyndham Championship was the final event of the PGA Tour's 33-week regular season, and now you enter the FedEx Cup, starting with this weekend's Barclays, and then you move on to Deutsche Bank in Boston, and then the BMW Championship before the Tour Championship. Your thoughts on the FedEx Cup? Are you excited about it in year number two now of the playoffs? And how's your game looking as you enter the Barclays this week?
Yeah, I'm excited about the playoffs. It's, you know, especially coming into it playing well with the win last week. And hopefully I can carry my game over the next 3-4 weeks and really play well. And we've got a new point system this year, which should enable some guys to really move up if you play well. And it's going to be very exciting, and I look forward to playing well.
How's your game right now? I know your putting is feeling pretty good with that long putter. You've been using that long putter for a couple of years now. How's your driving? How's your iron play? What's really clicking for you right now?
Well, my iron play was excellent last week. I didn't miss many greens. Hit it close to the pin a lot, and obviously putted well. Anytime you win, you've got to putt well. So I feel good about my game, I'm looking forward to playing here at Ridgewood for the Barclays, the first leg of the playoffs, and hopefully I can get off to a good start.
PGA Tour pro Carl Peterson joining me here. Russ Evans with you on the Golf Exchange, ESPN Radio 760. Carl, a couple more quickies before I let you go. First of all, in regards to a ruling that we just came down from the USGA and the Royal and Ancient Golf Club, they have decided to change the rules regarding grooves used in irons and wedges, and this will go into effect January 1st, 2010. I'm curious your thoughts as a PGA Tour pro. You know, using these, you know, 56-degree, 60-degree wedges with the deep U grooves. How do you feel about this rules change?
Yeah, it's kind of awkward, really, but, you know, that'll be fine. What might happen is you might end up going to a slightly softer ball. It won't quite go as far off the tee, and you'll have more control around the greens. But it'll be an adjustment for sure, and it's something we're going to have to play around with and test different balls and stuff. But it shouldn't be a major change, really.
And then lastly, in regards to the Ryder Cup, of course, Nick Faldo is the captain for this year's team. And in the point standings, you are somewhere in the middle to late teens. Obviously, your win last week at the Wyndham helps you an awful lot. You would hope that your play during the FedEx Cup will also help you. But have you had any conversation with Nick Faldo as far as possibly being one of his two captain's picks?
No, I haven't spoken to him. I've played with him a couple of times last year, but no, I've got to play well this week and next week, and I'd like to make the team outright, but if I play well this week and next week, I should have a good chance of getting picked, I think.
Well, good luck to you. Of course, this week is the Barclays, and next week, Deutsche Bank in Boston and BMW Championship and the Tour Championship after that. Congratulations on your great win last week in Greensboro, and continued success to you, Carl.
Okay, thank you, Russ.
Good stuff there from Carl Peterson.